In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday, October 5th. We're glad you could join us. We begin today with Hurricane Matthew. The storm has killed at least 11 people in the Caribbean and is now headed toward the eastern seaboard of the United States. Residents and businesses in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas are preparing for the worst storm they've seen in a decade. Many communities have already been told to prepare their homes as well as they can and relocate. But despite the danger, that's sometimes easier said than done, and it doesn't come cheaply. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Meteorologists expect Matthew will hit Florida on Friday morning. The state has already declared a state of emergency. Brevard County in eastern Florida was one of the first to be issued a mandatory evacuation order. Jackie McPhillips is general manager of the Tuckaway Shores Resort, an independent hotel and condo business there.
I mean, all of our guests have now departed. We basically have an empty parking lot. And we actually had to call quite a few guests that were scheduled to come in, cancel them. That hurt.
She says even if you're used to this sort of emergency, it's tough to put money away for it.
There's no way to budget for something that you count on some funds, but then take it back out. You know, it's just the way it is.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott said residents throughout the state should be prepared to relocate. Michael Lindell teaches urban planning at Texas A&M University. He says the decision to evacuate whole cities isn't an easy one.
They really have to weigh the cost of a false alarm, evacuating when the hurricane doesn't strike, versus a missed event where there could be a lot of casualties and fatalities.
Because telling people to leave their homes and figure out some place to stay isn't just about inconvenience. Burl Munce is a geography professor at East Carolina University.
You know, there are economic costs, but there are other kinds of costs as well. You know, social costs, some more unquantifiable kinds of things.
And that's what's been so difficult for the scientific community. There isn't a whole lot of reliable data about how much natural disasters cost. And there's no insurance for hurricanes. If you're in a high-risk zone, you get flood insurance. And then, only those areas that are directly affected should expect to be reimbursed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.